Companies ranging from McDonald's to General Motors have, at some point, found out the hard way. You might think you know what customers want, but somehow the customers know better. Well, that's also true of federal agencies. Recent research shows a mismatch between what federal managers think and what constituents think when it comes to customer service. Joining me with commentary, Bob Tobias, founder of the Key Leadership Program at American University. Bob, good to have you back.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's nice to be with you.
So this mismatch, what are you seeing in what's going on here?
Well, I think that we all fall prey to the idea that we know best about other people. So I think there are federal agencies who work hard, who try to develop policies that will have a positive impact on the public. And so they believe that they know best. And yet the Partnership for Public Service in a survey found that 19 of 26 respondents said that they, agency people said that they track the right information to fully understand the needs of the customers we serve, but the customers said, no, not so much. Only 45% of the customers said that they were getting the services that they needed from the government. So there's this mismatch because the agencies don't really gather the data, the kind of data that they need to provide the service that the public wants.
So that means that each agency really has something different to do in terms of the information that it does gather, because no two agencies do the same thing. Well, mostly they don't.
That's correct. So if I'm in an agency and I want to know the impact that I have on the public, then I have to ask the right questions to the right people. And then, more importantly, once I get the data, I have to act on what the data says.
So how do you go about finding out what the right data is? I mean, that means agencies should really do their own field work, it sounds like.
Well, certainly there are people who can do surveys that gather the kind of data that's necessary. But sometimes those who are employed to gather the data don't do a good enough job. They don't test the questions. They don't go to a broad enough audience. And as a result, agencies aren't fulfilling the needs of the public.
And what can be the practical result of this type of mismatch or misunderstanding one side with the other?
Well, if I'm in the agency, I'm patting myself on the back saying, wow, I'm doing a great job. I'm satisfying the needs of the public. And the public is saying to all their neighbors and friends, the government is lousy and doesn't satisfy my needs. So the failure to connect with the public, I think, drives some of this anger that we are experiencing about the government itself. Why should I pay taxes when my needs aren't met? Agencies are saying to themselves, I'm really great. I'm satisfying the needs of the public.
That's kind of somewhat ironic, I guess, because we've had all of these years of online means for back and forth communication. There are web metrics. There are email trends. Sounds like agencies aren't perhaps using the tools that they have available to them.
Well, I think that might be the case. I'm not sure. But what is clear is that whatever tools they're using, in many cases, not in all cases, because the Partnership for Public Service found that people like the Social Security Administration were doing absolutely fantastic. Immigration Service is doing great. So it's not that everyone is not. The mismatch is not present with every agency. Some agencies are really doing well.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias, founder of the Key Leadership Program at American University, where you also teach public management. And I wonder if long-term, I mean, the reason for this being such a persistent problem is how process-oriented the government is. And no one was raised to be in government to think of customer service, think of delighting the customer, all these things that are inculcated in people working in industry. Government tends to think about its own processes to a great extent. Could that be the issue here?
Well, I think one of the issues that's been around for a few years now is whether I measure my results in terms of outcomes or whether I measure it in terms of output. Now, if I only measure success in terms of output, then I'm not talking to the public, because it's only, for example, if I'm in HUD, I measure success in terms of the number of grants that I award in a year, which is an output measure, but an outcome measure would be, well, what is the impact of those grants on the public? That's an outcome measure. So if I only do outputs, I don't really take a look at the impact on the public. So those agencies that haven't done outcome measures have more of a propensity not to include the public when they're measuring success.
So maybe there's a mismatch between, say, the top political leadership, which is brought in for those outputs, because ultimately those, whatever it is the output is determined politically at the ultimate level. This is in terms of what our national policy is for this or that. Between them and the people that do the day-to-day operations, administration after administration, they tend to think in outputs or in terms of process as opposed to actual performance, which is the purview of the politicians or the political leaders. So maybe that's a connection that needs to be made to get this whole thing righted.
There is something called the Government Performance and Results Act that drives agencies to do outcome measures. And I think that President Obama has focused a great deal of effort on pushing agencies to do outcome performance measures. But obviously, based on the study of the Partnership for Public Service, more work needs to be done.
The Government Accountability Office couldn't have said it better.
Thank you.
All right. Bob Tobias is founder of the Key Leadership Program at American University. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.